The Doctor.
Ow!
On Triple J.
And a couple of weeks ago, I was lucky enough to have a chat to James Murphy, the legend, the genius behind LCD Sound System. And I spoke to him just after Record Store Day, that part of the year when everyone goes out and buys records and supports their local independent record stores. And a lot of bands do very special things, and LCD Sound System were no different. They had put together a special record, a 7-inch, of a song off their new album, This Is Happening, which they thought no one would have heard before. Of course, things didn't go exactly as they'd planned.
It was supposed to be like the first time people heard it.
Yes, not the first time.
Not so much.
I read that you even were on your knees at a concert begging people not to leak it. I'm sure that was a little tongue in cheek.
Yeah,
but
the night before, then the next morning it was out.
God, how does that feel?
I really hate it. I mean, on the one hand, like, I'm a 40-year-old man and I know enough about the planet, the world, and humans that it's just going to happen. I had been calling it for a couple weeks. I was like, it's going to leak. I can just feel it in my bones. But nevertheless, I'm also an optimist, and I would like to think that people wouldn't upload the record. I found that really kind of gross.
Yeah.
Not for money or anything, just because it's like I made something and I want to put it out the way and when and how I want to put it out. You know, it's not that much to ask, I think.
No, and
people get, it's really funny that people get really mad at me for, you know, like, I've read things, people are like, you know, I don't know, feel it's annoying that I,
you're somehow a precious artiste because you actually care about when your album gets heard by people.
I just feel like people would be feeling very differently if somebody stole their laptop and put things of theirs on the internet.
Yeah, or what about an author who's like almost finished his novel and then it just hits the shelves?
Exactly. Mm. It's just a little bit, it's not even a big deal. It's just, I kind of wanted to play these shows without the album out and only play a couple of new songs and play mostly old songs because people, I think, I don't like it when I see a band that just plays new songs.
At least in that way, you've kind of, you know, when you do play the shows, well, you have played the shows, they're not new songs because they got leaked. Is it weird knowing that, like, it's probably someone associated with you that did the leak?
Well, we're trying to find out. I find it's very unusual that somebody actually actively does it that got a CD. It's usually they're just sloppy and somebody steals it from them or something.
Yeah, these days you can't be too sure. We're talking to James Murphy from LCD Sound System. The album This Is Happening is absolutely awesome. Zan Rowe, thank you. Triple J Morning, Zan Rowe had a listen to it, and this is like, you know, you streamed it online, so she said, you've got to check it out. Nina Las Vegas from House Party on Triple J told me I had to listen to it. I listened to it about 5 times, and it is, I can't work out how you can make songs that go for you know, near 10 minutes sound so captivating.
Oh, thank you. I like long songs. I mean, I can't think I always did. I like sound often more than melodies, as evidenced by some of my singing style, I guess.
Nonsense.
I know. I like sound, and I think sound is most interesting when it has time to develop.
Yeah, so you mean like sort of start off it's with, you know, less layered and then add things on top and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, and just noticing change, I think, sometimes takes a little bit of time. Unless you make those change really overly bold, I tend to stray to not do that too much, which means I have a dearth of 3.5-minute pop songs.
Well, there is one on the album, and we're going to listen to it right now. Well, it's just over 3 minutes. Drunk Girls. Now, I heard you say this happened towards the end of the writing session, and a self-proclaimed stupid song.
Yeah, well, not stupid, and I don't think stupid is a bad thing. Sometimes dumb stuff is just good. Like, you know, when you have one of those days and you just want to do something dumb with your friends.
Yeah, most days.
Yeah, most days. Well, I feel like usually the first single on the record is like the last thing I record, because I'll get home and listen to all the music that I made and be like, what's missing? And usually it's like, oh, I just need something dumb and immediate and fun.
So like North American Scum or Daft Punk's playing at my house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Precisely. So it was like, it was the last song I wound up writing for the record.
Well, let's have a listen to it right now on Triple J from This Is Happening by LCD Sound System, Drunk Girls. There we go, Drunk Girls on Triple J by LCD Sound System. I saw a little video with people in weird, scary bear suits, white bear suits.
Yeah, pandas.
Pandas.
I mean, they're kind of hungry pandas. They're all skinny, but they're pandas. We shot it like 2 weeks ago, and I really love it. It was really fun to do.
Cool.
I did it with Spike Jones.
Oh, right. Who you kind of paid homage to in the video clip for Daft Punk is playing at my house.
Really? I didn't shoot that one. This guy Chris Cairns did
Right. Well, there you go. It's like a full circle thing.
It is a full circle.
Well, James Murphy from LCD Sound System is on the phone, and This Is Happening is the name of the album. This is like some of the longest songs that you've ever written. And the first song, Dance Yourself Clean, it sounds like it's like lyrically a bit of an antidote to All My Friends, that very large song for you guys.
I think it's still a positive. It's a little bit different. I think Dance Yourself Clean is kind of like two songs to me, but I don't like naming things two things, so it's all one song. But like the intro is 3 minutes long, and that's basically a different song. So it seems like it's a 9 minute song, but it's really a 3 minute and a 6 minute song.
But there's only two chords throughout the entire song.
Yeah, there's only two notes the whole time. Yeah. Even better, I was very proud to say that Pow Pow only has one note.
Yes, it does.
The bass is one note, and it's octave, and that's it.
That's another pretty long song. That's got some dude, Michael Musto, some guy that you're not that happy with in that Pow Pow song.
Oh, no, yeah, it's a joke. My friend was up for a DJ award, and she didn't win, so I just went up and took the microphone and was drunkenly pretending, doing what Kanye West did, and... then Michael Musto called me a douchebag. So Michael Musto is this columnist. He's like a very well-known New York, like local, the Village Voice columnist. He's been around since like the 80s. So it was really funny that he called me a douchebag. And so I was just trying to get him, you know, stick it to him, local style, you know.
And that you did in song. Emblazoned forever.
Yeah, but it's pretty light. It's pretty lighthearted.
Of course. All right. Well, actually, speaking of those that kind of scene stuff, I was following you guys on Twitter, and you mentioned, this is completely off topic, and you're completely free to tell me to go to hell, that you and Nancy were at some fancy awards, and Lindsay Lohan was annoying you.
Yeah, we were at a party, and this girl started yelling something that we couldn't understand at us, and we didn't recognize her. She's just some girl yelling random stuff at us, and we were just kind of making fun of her. And it turned out she was Lohan, and she was really mad at Nancy for putting her empty drink on her their table or something. I don't know. If I were Lindsay, I wouldn't mess with Nancy. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's what you suggested. Now, Nancy is does she feature on this album as well?
Yeah, of course. But she was on everything since Losing My Head.
When you're in the studio, you know, you say you do most of the stuff yourself. Does it get a little lonely?
No, because I work with engineers. I have, like, my assistant engineers and, like, people come and visit. Sometimes towards the end of the record, I just kicked everybody out and I worked alone for a couple of weeks. But, you know, then somebody would visit me and I would look crazy in my eyes. But because you get crazy in your eyes in the studio, you get the crazy cooped up studio brain.
Of course you do.
I like it. I like sometimes being alone and sometimes being surrounded by people. Yeah. The first half of the record, we were surrounded by people. And the second half of the record, I was pretty much alone.
And what instruments? I mean, obviously the keyboards, but there's guitar, and is there drums on it as well?
Yeah, sure. I love playing drums. It's like probably my favorite thing to play, or bass, guitars, keyboards. And, I don't play any wind or horn.
Do you have any abilities in the reed or wind area?
No, I've never really tried, so like, who knows?
Probably.
Maybe I can pick a solo, like, Kenny G-style soft jazz record.
Oh, that would be wonderful. And you know what? It wouldn't be that out of character. People wouldn't be that surprised, I don't reckon, if they saw James Murphy doing something like that. Somehow that would be the new cool thing, I imagine.
I hope not.
Did you play anything like that at school?
I feel really guilty. Did I what?
Did you
play anything like that?
Well, yeah.
No. I sang in school. I was in choir.
Beautiful.
For 4 years.
Nice. All right, we're talking to James Murphy, This Is Happening is the name of the album. You've heard it because it's streaming on the LCD Sound System website and because we've been playing a bunch of the songs. When you come to Australia for Splendor, are you going to be bringing a full band?
Full band. It's bigger. We added one person. We added Gavin Russell, who's like one of my favorite people of all time. He's kind of an amazing synth guy. He's in the band now. And so it's like, and sometimes Matthew Thornley. So it's like 6-7 people.
Awesome.
And we have the craziest gear. This is our last tour. So this is the crazy, we're not, no punches pulled. We have the weirdest stuff.
Wow.
It's like the most ramshackle basement show ever.
And you just said it's your last tour for LCD Sound System.
Oh yeah. This is the end of this form of this type of a thing, I think, for us.
Wow. Do you feel a little bit like optimistic or misty-eyed?
I feel great. I mean, I've got a year and a half of tour. I'm really excited. So it's going to be a while, you know.
Yeah, very good point. Well, I'm very glad that you are including Australia in that run of shows, and we're also very excited that this is happening. Is around? Are there going to be any radio edits to make it easier for us to play?
That's what we're working on. It's hard. I miss the days when the radio stations did them, because you guys know better sometimes than I know.
Can I cut Dance Yourself Clean in half and just play like a 4.5 minute grab of that?
Yeah, give it a try.
All right. So
I mean, I'm really open about that. That's just the kind of thing, like, I'm precious about a lot of stuff. Like, I'm careful about a lot of stuff. But when it comes to things like that, like, I don't know anything about it.
Well, I'll just press stop at the end of 4.5 minutes. Sorry, at the end of 4.5 minutes and see how it sounds. James Murphy from LCD Sound System. We'll see you at Splendor in the Grass in July in Woodfordia. Thank you very much for talking to Triple J.
Thank you.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.